Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we bring you the latest updates from the region that's shaping the future of aerospace.
I'm Daniel, and with me is Emma.
That's right, Daniel. And today we've got a really exciting story to share with our listeners.
Oh, really? What's the story about?
It's about a Leeds-based company that's celebrating a big milestone, and they've been recognised with a prestigious award.
Wow, that sounds impressive. What's the name of the company?
The company is Quality Bearings Online. They're an e-commerce distribution company that supplies bearings and engineering spares to customers in over 110 countries.
I see, and what's the milestone they're celebrating?
They're celebrating their 10-year anniversary. That's a decade of continuous growth, and they've just been awarded the Queen's Award for International Trade.
Wow, that is so cool. That's a huge achievement.
Absolutely. The Queen's Award for Enterprise is one of the most prestigious awards you can get in the UK. It's given to businesses that have outstanding achievements, growth, and success in international trade.
How many businesses actually get this award?
Only 226 organisations were recognised with the award this year. So, it's a really big deal for Quality Bearings Online to be among them.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Yes, it is. And it's even more impressive when you consider that they were founded in 2012 by Simon Riley and Denny Maud.
What's the story behind their success?
Well, in 2015, they began their journey to exporting by attending the Passport to Export programme delivered by the Department of International Trade.
Oh, I see. And who helped them along the way?
The Leeds City Region Enterprise and Partnership, or LEP, has been providing them with many years of support.
What kind of support were they given?
They helped invest in digital growth, recruit the right talent, and develop company strategy.
What's next for Quality Bearings Online?
They're planning to expand to a purpose-built warehouse to cater for their growing team and facilitate their business development.
That sounds like a big step forward, but what's their mission?
Their mission is to be the number one choice for premium bearings and auxiliary engineering products, offering the fastest and most reliable service worldwide.
Right, and what's their growth like?
Over the past year, they've seen a 76% growth. That's a record-breaking result.
That's impressive. How are they managing that growth?
They're constantly looking for ways to break barriers by encouraging women in engineering and employing new talent from graduates and apprenticeship schemes.
What's their workforce like?
Over 67% of the workforce are women, with an average age of 29. So they have a young, dynamic, and talented team.
That's a really positive sign. It shows they're investing in the future.
Exactly. And Denny Maud, the CEO, said they're greatly honoured and proud to be recognised by the Queen's Enterprise for International Trade.
What does he say about the award?
He said it's the most rewarding award the team could not imagine achieving, among all the other awards they've won for exporting, business and e-commerce growth.
That's a really humbling statement. It shows how much this award means to them.
It really does. And Simon Riley, the Business Development Director, commented on their strategy to invest in the company's vision while focusing on delivering their mission to customers.
So they're really focused on the future?
Yes, they are. And with the Queen's Award under their belt, they're well on their way to achieving their goals.
That's a great story, Emma. It's always inspiring to hear about companies that are doing so well and making a difference.
Agreed, Daniel. And it's even more inspiring when they're doing it from right here in the Northwest, contributing to our aerospace industry.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Quality Bearings Online on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook to see their journey unfold.
And don't forget to tune in next time for more updates from the Northwest Aerospace community.
Until then, stay informed and keep your engines revving.
This has been the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.